Okay.
It always makes you fight.
He made my punch list.
And that was our first fight. Time is a flat circle.
Like, two people are gonna get this.
Ooh. Love, Kale.
Ew. I want him to crawl to me.
Now that was spicy.
Your Honor, I love him.
Gross! Why choose means you don't choose.
I want a third act breakup because I want him to grovel.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Trust me, I'm a father. Don't worry, Daddy's got you. Welcome to chapter 10 of the Smut Daddy Podcast.
Woo-hoo! Hey guys.
I am your host, Father Lib, aka the Smut Daddy.
And I am your co-host, Sister Britt, and we are just two besties who found each other on Instagram and can't imagine life without the other.
I feel like it's been forever since we've
filmed. I know.
In this location.
So it has been a minute.
We're a little out of sorts, folks. To you, everything's normal, but for us, we're like, what is actually going on? Because last week we were on our annual quarterly, I'm not sure what the right word is, girls trip, or right?
It sounded like an annual one because we went back to the same place, but we are seeing each other on like a regular basis at the same time.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 times a year. So we were doing that, and that was our first episode that we recorded together, which was so fun. And we
it
got
was
to
so
do
fun.
Paisley together and Cowboys.
Oh my gosh, that was something good too. So but good. Paisley was amazing.
I know. So
we could have talked for 2 more hours easily.
For hours and hours and hours. We actually did keep talking to
we
her
did.
For hours afterwards, but we only could give you guys a small piece because we are making her come back, obviously.
Obviously. I have some homework to do, okay, you guys?
You have homework to do, and we just want her back to keep talking about her
yes.
books as they come out. I made her sign a verbal binding contract with this podcast that we have all her releases. So I feel like we're all a little out of sorts, but we're here. We're doing it. How are you reading, Sister Britt? What's going on? Where are you at in your reading game? Happy November. I'm like,
happy.
We are out of
November.
October, Arcageddon hell, and we are in November. I'm hoping it's calmer waters for us all.
Oh, Lord. Me too. I am kind of taking a slower week of reading. Mm-hmm. And not just because I don't want to be reading, I do, but it's just been kind of a crazy week. I mean, Sunday had a travel day back, and then mm-hmm. Monday felt like a day of catch-up between home and work and things like that. And just, I was exhausted by the end of the day.
Again?
Yes, yes. You're gone for 4 days, and you're like, what happened?
We like to be lazy, folks. So we were like, oh, yeah, we have to be functioning people again.
yes. And then Tuesday night, we ended up buying a new vehicle. We've needed mm-hmm. a new vehicle for many months now, but we finally pulled the trigger, and, like, that takes a long time.
Yes.
And then Wednesday, I had a doctor's appointment to get mm-hmm. a spot on my back checked out. I had felt it a few weeks ago and mm-hmm. never had noticed it before. And so I got in pretty quickly to a dermatologist. And so I was feeling anxious about that. But it turned out to be like, there's a fancy word for it. It's a benign hereditary skin change type of thing and aging, you know. But like,
which is good.
I'm glad I went and got it checked out so I could like shut my brain off because I went to like worst case scenario the second I felt it. I was just like, oh my God, anxiety. She's a real bitch.
We love her, clearly.
And then Thursday was Halloween, and so we actually traveled mm-hmm. to see my sister and her family, but we have a 45-minute drive to get to them, and then obviously the whole process of trick-or-treating, and holy shit, was it cold.
Yeah, we told you folks, like, way back when, I think it was, like, around when we were first starting, like, beginning of October, maybe our Adrian episode, we were like, yep, well, it'll be snowing and freezing by October, and... boy, were we right. It's like we have lived in the Midwest our whole life. Freezing.
Yeah. We didn't have flurries, but it was so windy and
like
frigidly cold.
Yeah.
But it was 80 2 days before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then like overnight.
Real cute.
Like 30s and we're waking up to like frost and all this crap. I'm like, great. We are so in the winter months.
So yeah, so it's just been like kind of a strange week of not having a ton of time to actually be reading, but I have been trying to get in as much as I can, and I have been listening to our last Kingmakers book, The Savage.
Which is Graduation.
Graduation, sorry, yes.
Well, it's okay, but I know there are people who have the old titles, so The Savage, but the new titles is just Graduation.
Yes, I'm not very far into it. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit behind, but we will catch up. There are certain things about this one that I enjoy, and it's fine. And there are others parts that I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this, you guys? Yes.
We're going to do a little episode to go over everything and do some deep dive thoughts since we did the buddy read, but I do agree.
Yeah, so we'll save the deeper thoughts for later, but that's my initial thoughts right now. Yeah, yeah. But my eyeball read is actually an alpha/beta read for my friend Elizabeth, and so I think it's always hard in Google Docs to tell actually how far along you are. I'm like one of those people that always like is looking at my Kindle and wanting to know my percentage, and I want to know how many minutes are left in my chapter, not the book, but the chapter.
I don't even go by percentage anymore because I'm always like listening at a higher speed. So I'm like, okay, if it tells me I got 2 hours, you know what I mean? Like 2 hours at my speed, I know it's this. I'm about this far into a book. But then when I'm on a Google Doc, I'm like, hello, I have no idea.
And so I'm trying to like look at how many chapters there are total, and then what chapter I'm on, and doing a math conversion. And it's been a hot minute since we've done a math conversion, like, you guys. Hello? I'll be honest. Yeah,
don't,
and I'm like, which number goes first to divide? Like, that's seriously
you
how fried my brain
I don't
is.
Know time zones, folks. You think I know how to math? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but I'd say I'm probably in like the 60% range done with her, and she's doing a small town romantic suspense, which is kind of fitting for what our episode is today.
How about your
week, Father Lynn?
No, I'm like, what have I been reading? I've also had a crazy week. I've been doing author work, Luna work, also trying to get back in the swing of things. I'm just exhausted. The toddlerhood is, we're struggling a smidge, but it's been good. Trick or treat, we had my niece's 6th birthday party today, which was costume and great, but I'm just like, okay. Woo! I'm tired this week, and I don't really even remember why I've been reading all that much. I've been still ticking away at some of the Pippa Grant. I have been doing those, but I'm in the middle of, like, it's a 4-book and 1 audio credit, so I'm, like, in the middle of that. So when I finish up that, I can probably give a better conclusion overall, because those definitely become one book in my brain once they're all under one credit. And then I'm about to start oh my gosh, I'm really excited. I'm about to start a beta read in a content pool for Ava Hunter for Born in the Wild. I'm excited.
This is
a series that I have read the first few books, and I didn't actually talk about her in our cowboy episode because I was genuinely worried that I would spill the beans too early. We're now in the week where I'm allowed to say it.
Way to keep that secret. I'm proud of you.
So I'm doing that, and I'm really excited because I also I'm like making some content for it as I go. And so I got to see the cover reveal. I'm feeling kind of cool with her. I'm like, okay, I feel very in the know with this new one because it doesn't come till January. So I'm
So we still got a little bit then.
So I'm like, there will be no spoilers other than I am beta reading for Ava, Burn the Wild. That's literally all I'm allowed to say. That's fine, but I'm excited to start that.
Fine. She's on my list. I haven't gotten to her yet, but I have her on my radar.
Which is also fitting because she writes small town cowboys. She has lots of small town, but it's perfect because we are doing rapid fire small town series today that we think that you guys should read to kind of help set the mood for cozy season now that we're in November. When I think of small town series, I do think of November. It's like, there's something about it. I don't know. I just want to sit down and be cozy. I
think of like Main Street, small town, coffee shop, taking a good book, you know, just...
And I do think of them for, like, Christmas time, too, but I am someone that, like, heavily dives into the Christmas season with my books. So I think that, like, as a whole for me, it will always kind of fall around here because every other month in my brain already has something, like, dedicated
some
to
other
it.
Theme going for it, yeah.
So we are going to be doing, rapid fire small towns today. As many of you know, or if you don't know, hello. I am Father Lib, and I live permanently in small town land. So I literally have hundreds in hundreds of small town series that I can and will over time recommend to all of you. But today, just for everyone that's caught up on all episodes and are looking for new recs, I'm doing, on my end, no Lena, because we all know I love Lena. I'm doing no Devney, because hello, we love Devney. I'm just going to have to give her a dedicated episode, and it's a good push to give Sister Britt more into the Devney world.
Yes,
and
I know.
I'm trying to do no cowboys. Like, there might be like one random cowboy book in this, or like maybe I mentioned one in like our sports ball football episode, but for the most part, I'm trying to give things that I haven't talked about because I have read so many. And I'm trying to give a variety from like pretty, like a really good introduction to small town if you're not sure what's going on. And Britt has a couple of those too, up into more of like the small town romantic suspense where whodunit, which I love. That's where I'm living right now. So we will just work our way all the way through.
Perfect.
Do you want to start?
Sure. Yes. My first recommendation is It Happened One Summer by Tessa Bailey.
Oh, good. I started with like that as one of my first.
Yeah. Success. I read this before I became a bookstagrammer. So I read this last March, maybe? I don't even remember.
That's her one series that's been out for a while, though. I think I read that in like 2021. Maybe 2022.
It's a duet. It's on Kindle.
Britt likes book one more. I like book two more.
Shocking, you guys, that we liked the opposite. But yes, this is my favorite of the two. Brendan.
I love that fisherman.
Sister.
I'm like, I like the little sister, and she's way more like me. Now you take one guess of what that main character and the girl is like, Britt Moore, which is stereotypical older to younger sister behavior.
It works. We don't have to fight over anybody, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I do like the fisherman because he's a little gruff.
I do. Brendan is great. He is, he took me back to college when I was watching Deadliest Catch all the time, and I was just like, yes.
Like, Wicked Tuna. I would watch that one a lot. My uncle is a lobsterman in Maine, so I would watch all those shows.
I'm just thinking of, like, Captain Sid on the Northwestern.
Something, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, gosh.
It's been a while. That's why it's rapid fire today, folks. If we're forgetting something or don't know what's going on, that's okay. It's rapid fire.
But I had to buy the physical book to read it, like, at that time. That's all, like, it wasn't available on...
I do have the physical
KU
as well.
KU or ebook. I had, like, this was the only option that Amazon at the time allowed me to... And I saw, I was lurking on my private Instagram, so, like, I was trying to find different books, and that's how I found this one.
I did do mine on audio, but I have the physical as well.
And it's one of the slowest burns I've ever read in my life.
It is, but I did like it when I was reading
and
it.
And it's not bad. I do enjoy a good slow burn, but I'm also... If I have to make a choice, I want more smut, not gonna lie. Yeah. So
more spy. It's definitely like a good introduction into the romance world, just in general. Like, yeah, kind of figuring out what you like, what
takes
kind of
like
pace
a
you want.
High maintenance girl, and she needs to learn a lesson in how to be a functioning adult without having other people do everything for
I'm
you.
Like,
and
on how to chill the fuck out and take care of herself.
Yep.
She's hilarious, isn't it?
Adulting, we all have to do it, you know.
I hate adulting.
Welcome to life, Piper. But it was cute.
It was cute. I liked book two with the sister. I just had a lot of the same things as her. Like, I was really into like the 70s music and always had my headphones on. You know, it was just like the random little quirks. I was like, okay.
What was that MMC's name? Fox? Is that right? Is Fox?
Yes, I do think it was Fox, because that's what I thought in my head before you said that. So I'm really hoping that it is right. I did like that. My mom also like read it. I think your mom read it too.
Oh,
right?
My mom read these too. Yeah.
Yeah, to kind of help bridge in. I mean, my mom reads whatever now, but I thought it was a good place like for your mom to start as well, to kind of see like if she wanted to stay around the same spice level or keep going up some.
Yeah, she liked
Which
this
I feel
one.
Like she's going up a little bit now.
She's
right?
going up. Yeah, we'll talk it probably about it later when you mention this one. But I gave her first romantic suspense small town.
I'm very excited,
Rex, and she's woken up a few times in the middle of the night with dreams because she's like, I've just been like, my mind's been going so crazy about these books, and I'm like, oh my god, my mom.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm like, I love you. You're so cute. But
she is so cute. It's a good series.
Time reverse, making my mom wake up in the middle of the night with some dreams. So.
Oh, so good.
There's that.
Such a good series. My first rapid fire is Queen's Cove series by Stephanie Archer, which I believe is in British Columbia. Yeah, I don't know why I always want to say Maine when the only one that's in Maine is one later. So Queen's Cove is a really cute small town, honestly. I think they go up a little bit each book in The Spice, but weirdly enough, like book two is my favorite, even though it's slow burn, best friends to lovers, but they're spicy lessons. It's like a really great, like, we're really building it all up. That kind of guy is book one, a hilarious, honestly, one of the funniest fucking books I've ever read, because he wants to be a politician, and he's fucking afraid of turtles. This is that book, Brittany, and he's afraid of turtles, and this small town girl that just wants to open a restaurant, she's like, sure, I'll be your fake wife, like, to help on your tour, but she's gonna fucking torture him with turtles and things that he doesn't like, and it's just hilarious. Like, I don't know, it's really good, really funny. The Wrong Mr. Right is the best friends to lovers book two with the spicy lessons, and he's also like a surfer trying to overcome anxiety because he's afraid of the pressure of this like giant surf competition coming to their shores. Book three is my least favorite, but I just didn't like, that's just my least favorite brother. I don't know what to tell you. Out of all the Rhodes brothers, sorry, Holden. You're just kind of to the bottom of the wayside.
Hey, there's got to be a last one in every series.
It was still 4 stars. It was just 4-star forget. So that's In Your Dreams, Holden Rhodes. And then book four was like a really good one as well, because it's like hate, like second chance, like hate enemies to lovers. And that's Finn Rhodes forever. And she's really cool, actually, that female main character, because she like traverses around and forages, but like she's looking for things particular. Like this book is like, everyone has told her whole life that like this species of whatever flower or plant doesn't exist, and like, she's like, fuck you, it does, and it lives right here in like this town. And so now she's back in the town for the second chance, and everyone's angry at each other, and she's like, you know what, Finn Rhodes, fuck you, stop following me around, I'm gonna find this flower. And who knows, honestly, if she does, because I was kind of surprised by like how things progress, but it's really good. It's like a low stakes small town series.
Nice. Yeah,
like it all builds up to like Finn, who is like Lee Sullivan. I mean, honestly, you know what I mean? So she's like, you're annoying and stop trying to follow me around. Tell me what to do and all this. And so I like that one a lot. I actually go back to the first two quite often on audio when I need a quick comfort read, because they're at 2 times the speed. They're like 3 hours long. They're not like the longest books ever, but they're funny and they're good. And then normally by Holden, I'm like, you know what, Holden?
We don't have time for you right now.
But I know that the last two books are a bunch of people's favorites. Like, I think I'm in the minority with the first two being my favorites. So highly recommend. I love every single thing Stephanie Archer touches. Every last one, totally side note, but like the fake out from the Vancouver Storm series, like that is my favorite book of her. So I highly recommend her. And I started her like in this series, and then obviously she kept going. Highly recommend. So good.
She's also on my TBR, you guys.
I love it. I really like this series too. Like, I like the Vancouver like Storm hockey series, but this is like feel good small town, you know? Everything's pretty low stakes. There's nothing too crazy going on. You know, it's nowhere near romantic suspense. The most suspense you're getting is that flower in the town or is it not in the town? And I'm like, you know what? This is good. Sometimes we need very low stakes. Love, Stephanie. Highly recommend.
Yes, I'm excited to get to her. Next rapid fire I have is Tempt Our Fate by Kat Singleton. This is book two in the Sutton Mountain series. And last week you got to hear me talk about Rewrite Our Story with Cade and Marigold. And this is now his sister Pippa's story. And I love this. Was the first one that we read together.
Yep, this was our first buddy read.
This was our first buddy read. So Camden, we got to meet him in Black Ties and White Lies. Mm-hmm. He is the billionaire that comes to the small town and buys up some property on Main Street to open up a gallery. And
Pippa's pissed.
Pippa is not happy.
And Pippa is pissed that he's trying to come in there with his big fat hands on her pink coffee cups, folks.
Yeah. This God, is some great small town. Friends to enemies, just epic goodness. I banter. Loved them this so much. Has actual banter. Banter, yes. And good banter, not just like, oh, they're bantering. No, it was just like so delicious.
I'm remembering, like, because we're doing rapid fire stuff, so I'm like, the sculptures, everything.
Yes.
The pink coffee cups, Wake and Bake. I
Wake
love
and Bake. The like, coffee name, the coffee shop name of Wake and Bake is seriously like
I love
one
it.
Of the greatest made up coffee shop names I've ever read. I love that, it.
And then for me, because also I love the series, but in a Meghan March series, there's the glory hole.
Yes.
And it's in like a new small little town outside of New Orleans, and I just giggle every time. But Wake and Bake is a great one too.
It
I
is
always
so good.
Vividly remember the hot pink coffee cups because that's yes. my dream.
And I always I giggle too when I think about Camden being on a horse for the first time, like on their ranch and the property. And then you get scene of them going to the big city and her getting to be at a yes! gala. So like you get kind of the best of both worlds with these two. I really
Margo
loved it.
In this one. Like I like our yes. little Margo moment in this one. It is a really good one.
It is so good. So yeah, it was a nice second book in a series. I like it more than book one. Not that I didn't love book one. I thought book one yeah. was very well done. But this one is just so good. I was glad to see more people in the town and how they came together.
Right?
Yes, I did read book three, Chasing Our Forever. Yeah, Chasing Our Forever, which is Dean and Liv, which is a single dad and mm-hmm. nanny, age Ugh. Gap. It's
Lordy, it's going to be a good one. I need to buckle down and read yeah. it. I just haven't had time
yet. He's a widow, and so he's got a little girl. There were lots of sweet touches with, like, cardinals and things in that. Like, you know, with when you see a cardinal, it's yeah. someone from... that's already gone. And so it was a really beautiful, sweet way to wrap up this small town series. It is a trilogy, so it's complete now. And I just need to get my physical copy of Chase Our Forever, and then I'll have all three.
Yes,
so.
I need to get mine as well, because I have the first two. And I think the same cover as you, the
yeah,
more discreet
one. I like the discreet ones, yeah.
Yeah. I know, that one's
Which
good.
I know that the special edition that Kate... BG
Kim.
Designs. Kim. Yeah, Kim. I was like, yeah, that is out now. So I need to
yes, the
see about
pink
getting
ones.
That. The pink one. Yeah.
Oh my
to really
gosh.
Play
Those
off the pink
gorgeous.
Cups.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I'll make sure to put Kim's covers on the wrap book for this week because
yes.
I love them. They are
They're beautiful.
So pretty. I love pink though. So I'm like, please. I'm like, I'll take all of the pink you want, honestly. Talked about her, but I'm going to do it again because someone actually made a post. Little Miss Smut Kayla, she made a post that we were both in of what we thought was an underrated book and an underrated author or series, and I picked Laura Pavlov, Cottonwood Cove. I picked my favorite book because book four, Before the Sunset. I literally talked about it. I'll talk about it forever. I love that book. It is literally one of my most favorite small town books of like all time. It is definitely like up there. If I had to pick random books out, I loved it. I've genuinely never cried so hard in small town up until my top reads of the year, where I was like, okay, well, we're gonna go viral on Threads for crying over sunlight. But Before the Sunset is incredible. It is the book that made me realize that, like, okay, why have I been sleeping on best friends to lovers? Like, actually, someone should have slapped me
yes.
upside the face way sooner. It like completely opened my eyes. Then like right around the same time, it just progressed naturally that we got, and then like a Vanessa Bay, like a bunch of my favorite authors started coming out with their next one being Friends to Lovers, and I was like, all right, like it is time. So
I know it's I still say Enemies to Lovers is the superior trope.
Oh, it is.
But
to
friends
me it is.
Or best friends to lovers can be done so well if you know what you're doing.
And more so I want best friends to lovers than
yes
friends.
Agreed.
Like,
I agree. 100%.
We've kind of known each other. I'm like, no, I want you to have nicknames, deep, dark, rooted secrets. I want you pretty much to already be dating and the whole world to be like, why aren't you fucking?
This is why I want you to read His Greatest Muse with Noah and Tiny. So flipping bad, Libby.
It's so bad. It is on my list. It is on my list.
I know,
list.
But we might as well wait until January when it's out on audio at this
that's
point.
That's what I was like at this point, though. Like, I'm such an audio girly. I would love to just do it on audio. So
I know. But sorry to segue, but
oh, no.
They're just great best
it.
Friends to lovers.
These are
and
all
I
great,
know you're
all
like getting warmer
towns.
To them.
No,
yeah.
I can't. They're all great little small town series anyway, or great series in general, but. That is on my list. Cottonwood Cove. Like, I know that everyone knows Laura Pavlov, but like, out of all of the authors that I see, and I don't think that they don't deserve less hype, I just am always like, why out of all of these books did you not, like, how did Cottonwood Cove, like, not make the cut? That's what I'm always saying to myself. So that's why I will keep talking about it and pushing it until I think it gets what it deserves. Because I love it so much, and I love Magnolia Falls. That's kind of a play, that's a great series as well. Her new series, I just finished with Finding Hayes, and I'm freaking out because I'm, number one, fell in love with another cop. I just didn't read cops growing up, but like—
What is happening?
When I first started, and that's fine. I just don't think a lot of the people I was reading was writing them, but now more are, and I'm just like falling in love with all of these cops and all of these amazing, women. I'm just like that. Incredible. So honestly, just Laura Pavlov in general. Read her Cottonwood Cove series. It is so good. Like, book one, not a curse. Every book in that is 5 stars, hands down. I am obsessed. And book one main character has long hair, if that tells anybody anything. If you know me, that normally is 1 star off immediately.
It's usually not for fatherland.
Yeah. And I know you're like, that's so weird. That's so niche. I'm allowed to have whatever I want, but he's great. We love him. I love, like, all of them. There's, like, an HGTV moment in one book, you know. It's, we talked about On the Shore and the football one. Like, it's just, everything is covered. I love it. It ends on a really great note, too, with After the Storm, which is, like, a second chance single dad who's kind of a cowboy. Didn't include him in that because it's more like a wannabe cowboy. But it's so good. And then to spin off to Magnolia Falls, which you, one of the brothers is in Cottonwood Cove. So then you go over there, and that's an incredible series. I literally can't believe it's over. Like I knew when I started my ALC of Finding Hayes, I was like, yeah, like, this is the end. But then, like, it took like 3 days, and I was like, are you actually shitting me that we just finished
another? Holy shit, that ended.
I was like, we just finished another Laura Pavlov series. I'm like, what is next? Which I know it's next. It's going to be a new series called Rosewood. So I'm really excited because I liked that show growing up. I don't know if anyone watched that. Pretty Little Liars and Rosewood and all of those. Random
Not for
tangents,
me, guys.
But every Tuesday at 8 p.m., you know this girl was watching it. But I love it. She's great. I love her. I will always talk about Laura. I think that she just, I just want to see her name more. Like, I see all the other great series in small towns I love, and then I'm just like, we're missing just one. It's Cottonwood Cove. So that's my homework for you folks. You should read Cottonwood Cove in November. Out of all the ones on my list today, I genuinely—
That's the one.
I want everyone to read Cottonwood Cove because it's a great setup for Magnolia Falls too, because one of the brothers is there. So I just like all the connecting pieces, you know? You could start at Magnolia Falls and just read that as your entirety, but I pick starting at Cottonwood Cove. I need to finish her Honey Mountain series. It's just one of her first series, and so I think I have 2 left to backlist. So that's my rapid fire for Laura. Go read Cottonwood Cove, folks.
This list of I need to go read Laura Pavlov, you guys, so you're not alone.
I'm staring at all of you.
Sister Britt especially. Okay.
Brittany? No, Brittany reads so many books that I tell her to read.
I do.
It honestly gives me so much validation. I have no room to complain. And I don't really hound her. I have to play those cards strategically because I only get so many in a year. And the year is pretty much over. So I'm like, okay, I'm making sure I don't have anything. I'm like, do I play it on Catherine or do I hold it? I'm like, I don't know.
Catherine is on my 10 before the end.
I know. So that's why I'm glad I held it, because I was like,
yeah,
I could have used it. And then I would have been like, ooh, she was going to do it anyway. It's a game, yep, folks. Because
I had her on my radar. I put her there myself, guys. I'm a big girl. Okay, next, speaking of Hannah Cowan, we're going up to Cherry Peak, which is in Canada somewhere.
Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
Back into Canada
with Catching Sparks. This is book 2 in her Cherry Peak series. This one I specifically am keeping in, it's strictly small town. Does it take place on a ranch? Yes, but neither the main characters are a cowboy or a rancher in any way, yep, shape, or form. We have a business owner. She does a pole studio in town, and then the MMC at Poppy and Garrison. Poppy, who is the owner of the pole studio in town, and then we also have Garrison, who is not from town, and he is a billionaire, but he makes some poor choices as the head of a music studio, and so he gets sent to Cherry Peak to, it's not rehab per se, but it's kind of like a form of rehab to, like,
it's a social awareness rehab.
Yeah.
To learn how to just be normal.
Be a a nice person, a decent contributing member of society, you know?
We're trying to gain some more man points.
Yeah. So he does get put to work and put through the ringer on the Steel Ranch, and he is a whiny little bitch at first, not gonna lie.
I'm like, let's be honest about those thoughts now, Britt.
Yep.
You gotta have a character arc. A little bit.
We met Garrison in his greatest muse that I just mentioned, and you hate him in that book. And so when I heard he was going to be the MMC in this book, I was like, but why? Like, do we really need to read that? But then I remembered that I truly do love a really good redemption arc.
Yeah.
And he does redeem himself, you guys.
I'm picky about my redemption arcs, I'll be honest. You better have every and there's little, a little golden bit ticket. Of
I mean, he grovels, he crawls, he gets on his knees, and then
that's
his
redeeming quality, folks.
Yep. Okay, so if you don't want to know a detail about this smut, I guess, like, stop listening. But part of this dynamic between these two is that, and it's really hot, I ate it up, is there's pegging.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there
it
is.
Worked. Sometimes I've read it and I'm like, I don't know if that really fit there, or if that made sense for those two. But I felt like it really fit for these ones. And so I ate it up. I enjoyed it. I felt like it really gave the power dynamics, like, it fit, it worked for them, and I enjoyed
it. It was the balance that they needed to figure out their stuff.
Yep. And there was great compromise at the end. Like, I enjoyed this book a lot out of the series. So this is book two in the Cherry Peak series with Hannah Cowan.
My next rapid fire, I mean, it's kind of both of ours, but I will take the lead since I found it first.
No. I sent you the reel about the audiobooks. I'm taking at least 25% credit of this.
I had already read book one.
I saw the reel and
I just didn't know they were on audio.
Well, I still feel like I'm partially responsible for this greatness.
Starlight Cove by Brighton Walsh. We've talked about it a couple times.
Yeah.
At least
I
have
book
last
one.
Book. Yes. Defiant Heart is book one. Then we go Protective Heart, Fearless Heart, Reckless Heart, Possessive Heart, Rebel Heart. Rebel Heart is the last book that we talked about that I was able to answer a bunch of questions on and get a deep dive on some of the mental health struggles that I've had, because the main male character, Levi, struggles with a lot of them. So that was cool.
It
was very well done. And it was cool to know that, like, I was
she took it seriously.
Yes, so it was so serious, and I felt so represented. Normally, you feel it, obviously, in your female characters. I think we're looking to all resonate with the most, but it was really cool to be able to be like, no, I completely understand this boy in and out, 100%. So that was cool, because I don't feel like I have a lot of male main characters that I can say, like, that's me. You know, like, you guys are reading me in a male form. So I thought that was really cool, but I loved all of it, because this is a series that hits literally everything. Every trope you could ever want besides accidental pregnancy. I know.
I was real happy it wasn't in it at all. I was like, yes.
I wish there was, but it's still so good without it. I mean, you have age gaps, enemies to lovers, best friends to lovers. You get every, like, job covered, from cop to baker, where you have vets and handymen and
a doctor.
Just literally everything is covered, like, any book.
Arranged marriage.
Yes, like, literally any book.
A pleasure dom. I could just keep going.
So good.
Aiden McKenzie.
I really like, obviously, a lot of small town revolves around a family and a family dynamic. This is the McKenzies in Starlight Cove, Maine. And they own a piece of property that is a resort. And so each sibling, for the most part, has, like, their own little designated part of how they're helping contribute and run the resort and in this town. And I love it. My favorite MMC is Levi. Like, if I said, oh, that's me. But then my favorite book, though, out of the whole series is the book before. Like, and it's hard for me to say, but I'm looking at it as a whole. And there's just something about Possessive Heart that is, like,
I think it's because you resonate with Addison a lot, right?
I think it's because I resonate with Addison a lot, because she is so much like me. And honestly, it can be a little hard to admit because you'll be reading this and be like, she's kind of a handful and she's a lot. She has a lot of big feelings, a lot of big emotions. You might think she like wigs out a lot, but I feel like Brighton did a great job of that. When you get to her book, you're realizing that the whole fucking family's pressure is relying on her, and they weren't realizing it even though they were all older and more grown men. I mean, they all have obviously a hard family life, but it was
if really
well done.
If she wasn't cracking the whip, it would have fallen apart.
Yeah, and I think Brighton did a fantastic job of being like, sometimes the youngest is your family's whole backbone and they don't know how to survive without you. And I love Chase. I could honestly cry about Chase because I see so much of my husband in him, because he loved her every moment of every day forever, but he knew that he had to do his dreams and she needed to find herself. And then he came back and he said, I literally have learned everything there is to learn about how to take care of you and how your brain works and how you process feelings. And it's not nice, but sometimes I feel like when you have really bad ADD and ADHD or depression or anxiety, or you have all the family struggles, you just need someone to let you vent and be a punching bag, even though it has nothing to do with them. And it doesn't. It's not even the nicest thing. But Chase got that really quickly.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes I get so anxious and I hold it all in that it explodes. But like, my husband is someone that really has started to learn, like, it has nothing to do with him. It's honestly because he's the only one I feel safe with.
Right.
And so I think that when Chase was teaching her that, it wasn't her realizing that she needed it. Chase was like, no, I love you. And like, you're allowed to freak out on me because like, I'm the only one that you're comfortable with. And so I love this series. I love Brighton.
It's so good. She's wonderful. I love that one too. He has the best secret tattoo.
Oh my gosh, literally, like literally, without a doubt, I would say it is probably my second favorite, and it's only because the audio is so damn good for the first one of mine. I'm like, we'll get there in a minute, but yeah, this is, I'm going to say the spoiler.
It's top five for sure.
I'm going to say it because I want people to know, because sometimes people want to know, but if you don't want to know, it's fine. You learn really quickly by like chapter 2 or 3 in the book. He loves her every minute of every day, even when he's off playing hockey. So he gets a tattoo on his ring finger and he's like, oh, by the way, like I'm married to her. Addison McKenzie. I'm obsessed. So then he comes back into town and she's like, what is that? And he's like, my wedding ring to you. What do you mean? What do you actually mean? I'm like, I'm sold. So good. Brighton is genuinely so sweet, so amazing. I love her. She just has like the best vibe. She gives like the same kind of like just perfect, amazing, wholesome vibes of like Paisley. I don't know. It's just, there's just something about her. She's so wonderful. And she has her first series, or one of her first series, I'll make sure I link them in our wrap up, called like, there's like Small Town Trouble, like Hometown, like Reckless, something like that. But it is a small town series that she sent me, or I bought one and she sent me all of them from her Etsy shop. So I'm really excited to backlist those.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
I think.
Can I highlight my favorite as the first book? Book one is my favorite, Defiant Heart with Brady and Luna, the sheriff in town and the hippie that's chaining herself to the tree.
Yes, I do remember, because this one I remember I had to eyeball read because my friend was like, oh, you're going to love it. But then you said, hey, have you seen this on audio? And I said, no, I didn't know they were on audio, but they were coming out. So then I remember going back and listening to that and crying laughing. It's even funnier and
hilarious. Yes. And because Brighton gave me the ALC for the whole series, I have got to now eyeball and ear listen to this book, and it is so good.
She's hilarious. Both ways. Like, two cares in the world. She said, hey, bro, I'm doing yoga on this field, whether you like it or not.
Yes. And like the getting him to do the goat yoga scene. I mean, there is just so much.
It's such a good series.
Hilarious amazingness in this book. And the introduction of Mabel as a character, just that is throughout the whole series. Can we talk about Mabel? I love this woman. And I'm like, it's like the woman who gives no shits anymore. Yep. She's just living her best life, and she is out here wanting to make sure everyone else is having the best sex
of their
life.
The literal best sex of their life. So she is like, well, it's not in the bylaws or anywhere that I can't sell my dildos at the public food market.
Just can't keep them out on display, so you have to ask about like, it to be so shown them.
You have to walk up to my booth and go, what kind of goods you got today? Mabel?
Mabel. I love her. Oh, and the cookies that she accidentally gave to Levi and Harper.
The Facebook Live.
The lives, oh my gosh.
She is going live around this small town to be up in everybody's
business. She is an independent journalist, you guys, okay? She's out here doing the work. An independent journalist that wants to
make sure you have the best sex of your life.
Yes.
Because in her age, she knows what's good and what's not.
She's multifaceted, this Mabel, okay?
Oh my God, I know we're jumping all over the place, but in Reckless, where he starts to write the romance novels, and then he's like, I am not going over to that booth to get to talk to Mabel, but he's literally already writing it. I cried because why is that so funny? That
hilarious.
He's like, I'm going to be a soft pleasure Tom and write really great romance books, but I am not talking to
Mabel. To Mabel. That's where I draw the line. It's so good.
Such just a good series.
Before we leave Brighton, I do want to say she was I think the first author, one of the first authors to ask if she could post some of my content on her page.
Isn't it cool?
Because it's so cool. I had done Defiant Heart. I loved it, obviously. So I added it to my next Guess the Book by the Four Emojis post that I am hopefully a little bit well known for. And so she loved it and ate it up. And she's like, oh, I can't wait to see the next one. And so I made it a point to do all six books. Mm-hmm. And when the last and final book released, she was like, can I share these on my page? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, you can. So that was just a cool little treat.
She's amazing.
She's so cool.
I love her. Oh, she's so great. I'm really excited to see what's next.
Me too. Stan's sons is that's it's like you can't tell me otherwise. Like that's where we're going. And so every time she posts something, I comment. I'm like, oh, how are Stan's sons doing? Are they Gilmore Girl fans? Like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, I know. We were in Starlight Co. for so long that I'm along for the ride. I have been trying not to hound her or pressure her because she is so sweet. I do not want to overwhelm her with my pushiness in the DMs. But I'll be like, yep, we're just along for the ride, wherever the ride takes us, right? And she'll be like, yeah, girl.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, as long as we know that more is coming, because I love her writing. I just can't recommend enough, folks. I cannot. She's so good.
So good.
Next one
kind of me. Okay, so we are going to Melanie Harlow with Tease. This is not the first book in the series for the
but this is a father lib
wreck. This is a yes 100% because you gave me Ignite for my 12 for 12
crazy?
Yeah, that was the first book that I read in January of this year. Cloverleaf Arms second gen. But this one was my favorite. Book two was Taste, which was Accidental Pregnancy, which shocking
love.
Everyone by saying that was not my favorite of the series. It was my
love.
Least favorite of the series. But then we got Tease, which was Friends to Lovers in Fake Engagement, and I loved it. And then I'm going to come back to this in a hot second, but the last one was Tempt then, which was ex-boyfriend's dad, so a little bit of Forbidden and an age gap, and I really enjoyed that one too. So, but
book
Tease
was
just, Ignite was your favorite?
Like, even with the Accidental Pregnancy and book two, but like I love Dex Matthews. There is something about Dex Matthews. And
he is single dad supremacy. Like, he's a great single dad.
Like, that's not a book boyfriend, folks. That's a book husband for Father Lib. And like I said, we don't change that list very often. He's amazing. And I just love to laugh. Like, I love laughing out loud. Like, I want to be crying because I'm laughing in books. And probably one of the best first chapters of, like, any funny book ever. I mean, A Bubble Bath and Your Butt. Look, Your Butt. It's just absolutely
so good
perfection. Yes, but please go to your favorite, which is so good too. Like, probably my
I really enjoyed Tease.
Book two would be probably my third. I really liked this fake engagement.
So you have Felicity and then you have Hutton, and Hutton is a billionaire and he's very smart, and Felicity is a chef and just trying to find her way and figure out what she's doing next. And she was feeling like she wasn't far enough along in her life and she needed something. Because weren't they having, like, some sort of class reunion? I'm not forgetting the details, truly.
It was some kind of reunion or some type of town thing that everyone comes back for.
And she just needed some moral support. So in comes her best friend, Hutton, to be her fake fiancé. And It's
which
then
is so
they,
good because
and
they
then it's
are
forced
friends.
Proximity because yes, and then they she moves in with him in his yeah. house and I
but
just
that, yeah, it is good with the fake. I mean, I will always vote for strangers because like the it's hilarious when they're just making yes. shit up on the fly. But I do like when they're friends with stuff like this because like it's so authentic. Like you know everything about them, your their mannerisms, what they'll say. So it's like, well, of course they're engaged. I mean,
yeah,
look at them.
But one of my favorite scenes in this book is when they're in, I think they fly to New York for a short time frame. And while they're there, when they're back at the hotel room, she was about to take her heels off. And he tells her
he
to
says,
stop.
Leave
them on.
On. You leave those on. Hot. That's hot.
Hot. So fucking hot.
And like heels
I'm just
aren't
like,
even comfortable. So
no.
I'm just like, but why is it so hot when a guy says you
I
take
I hate
every-
heels. Yeah. And I will never wear them. But I was like, I'll wear heels for hot and like, yeah. okay. and I will keep them on.
Exactly.
And when then I will crawl to you with those heels only on. Like, yes, yep. sir. Yep. That's exactly what I'll do for you.
There's a couple moments. I mean, it happens a bunch, but there are a few books where I'm like, I don't know why it's so high. Specifically when you say it, sir, but when you tell me to take everything off besides the heels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
do you also have a collar? I'm right. like, we might as well just round it all out.
What's nice about when you finish a Melanie Harlow book, you get a nice little email that says, like, here's yes. your link to your bonus epilogue and things like that. And always bonus.
It's kind of writing, like, extra little chapters for things. It's really nice because you always get more pieces of the characters
yeah.
you love.
And, like, she gives a little blurb about the book that you just finished in that email. Mm-hmm. And it was very, not that I didn't like that it wasn't flat out spelled out in the book, but I like that she put it in the email that it was a nice representation for ASD or autism mm-hmm. spectrum disorder. Like you can mm-hmm. get the hints about that with, I think actually both the characters, but Hutton especially.
Yeah.
And it was just really, it warmed my mama heart. So I love Tease. Tease is my favorite of the whole series. But the whole,
series.
Like every book, even though Taste isn't my favorite, I still really
so
enjoyed
good.
It and gave it a 4.5. You know, it's just
so,
like, it was
I
a great
the
series.
Whole series. She's does one book a year of that series, a special edition. So like next year, I'm waiting for January.
Next year is Tease, right? Because I think this year was Taste.
Yep. So in January, I'm waiting and I'll put my order in, which is really cool because they are
that
like.
That is cool.
The most quality special editions I have, and she does really cool like raised detailing effects on them, and I just am a sucker for details, like the tiny little moments. So like on like book 2 we had like the whisk, there was like the little
yeah.
baking moment, and so I've just 10 out of 10 love. She does such good special editions. I'm hoping
to find time to go back to her next year and go back to the
first gen. Yep.
Yeah.
I would like to read the first gen too. I've only read one, I think, of the first gen, and it was out of order. It was not the first one. I think it was like book 3. I didn't know what was going on, and I was like,
just hopped in.
And I was like, Dex Matthews? And then I was like, Dex Matthews.
Where do I read more about him?
Yeah, I'm like, hi, do we just have a whole series on him or
Ale where
Jackson.
We headed next? Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
we're heading into what literally like started it all for me in Small Town, like the original go around. Because I was reading Small Town, but it wasn't like I was living there. I was living in like bully mafia world. But in between all of those, because I can't remember which mafia series I was reading, but I remember the first narrator is the narrator for book 1 of the Redemption Hill series by A.L. Jackson. And that came out in the beginning of 2021. And I remember I read it fairly early to when it dropped. So then I was just waiting and going along for the ride with that series. But it would be randomly over that, like, one of my first years of reading. But that's good. That changed the game a little bit for me into being more accepting to Small Town, because I did not want to read about Small Town. At first, I was like, I grew up in a small town. Like, I know what small town life is. It is gossip, and it's annoying, and you don't...
Everybody knowing your shit.
And so I was like, I don't want to read it. But so when it... Well, I can't even remember who the narrator is, but when it was like, Give Me a Reason by A.L. Jackson, and I had read a couple random one-offs by her. I think they probably were from small, like her other small town series, but I didn't know that at the time. So I dove on in, and Give Me a Reason is with Trent Lawson and Eden Murphy. And she is like perfect little innocent, like nun, even though she's not a nun, but she's like a Catholic school teacher at the church/school that her dad is the preacher And Trent Lawson is the bad boy in town who decided that, you know what, we need some club life living in this small town. And he rides a motorcycle, and he's a single dad, and so he pulls right on up to that Christian Catholic whatever school and says, yeah, my child is gonna go here. So everyone at first is like, whoa, but then, you know, Eden is like, well, that's not very godly of you guys to like judge a book by its cover. Girl,
yeah,
not very godly. You knew exactly what I love it right away. I was like, not very godly. You mean you would like to be godly with that man? I would too, honestly.
You want to know him in a biblical sense? I get it, girl.
Trust me. So I really like it because it's not like it's super religious heavy in any way. I mean, it is known that, hey, like, you're supposed to be a good girl, and like, she is a teacher here, but she's very excited to start learning more about this life, different side of life, another side on the tracks, you know. And she's walking in, and she kind of searches him out low-key first, like after like the initial, and then she's like, well, he's a bad guy, and like, you know, there, our school needs help, like our program and all of this, and my dad's getting old, so like, what if I like go get a job at the club? And Trent is like, what in the actual fuck are you doing in my what are you doing here in your outfit for school? Like, I don't know, it's just such like a good, like, and I mean it in a good way, like, but like stereotypical, like, this is a bad boy and you are a good girl, and how can we bridge this gap so that everyone lives together? Flawless. Love it. That's one of my favorite A.L. Jackson books, I think, of all time.
Ooh, nice.
And so when we started, I mean, and we keep going, we get book two is Say It's Forever. Then book three is Never Look Back. And it ends with Promise Me Always. So you're getting a lot of look at the Lawson brothers and that. But so that was 2021. I think they all came out in 2021. So I read it, listened to it, loved it. Bye. Like, you know what I mean? And like, bye. Yeah. We moved on. A.L. kept writing. We got Time River series. And
so good.
Incredible, folks. Like, game changer for Amy. Her writing seriously took a huge leap with Time River.
Today is my favorite day. Oh.
I'll cry. You. Today is my favorite day, and I just love that we get a lot of single dads in it. And,
yes.
But different types of dads, and Ezra, book three is
just Ezra, like, is my king.
Absolutely. Wow. And I was genuinely gobsmacked by the information that comes out in that book, and that should attest to how good Amy, A.L., if we call her Amy, that's normally who we're talking about, A.L. Jackson's writing is because we were all played, folks. You're reading and you're like, damn, I'm feeling for my boy, Ezra. And then you're like, go to book two and you're like, oh, damn, I am feeling for my boy, Ezra. And you get to book three and you're like, I am probably going to throw hands for my boy, Ezra. Yes. Like, you get the most epic switch. Like, I'm probably going to have to go into this book and start punching bitches for Ezra.
Multiple bitches in this book, you guys.
Including the spawn that created him.
Well, she's on the list. She is on the list.
Like I said in one of an earlier episode, first time, whatever. Lapse of judgment from a mom. I get it.
It can be excused.
I get it. You come out to my motherfucking garage, that's my house, two more times, it is on site, motherfucker. It is literally on site, Ezra's mom. And that's where at the end, where Brittany was like, well, we get like a little bit in the end after something happens. And I said, and yeah, I wanted to tell her, don't touch my hand. Don't apologize to me. Go fuck yourself. Literally, no, I did not like his mother. But him, perfection. Savannah. Yep. Perfection. The whodunit and like the mystery that led up to book three. Incredible. So your mom is reading Time River.
And she is reading Time River. Yes.
From where she was, but I don't think it's too crazy.
She keeps saying, like, I think after this I need to go back to romance. And I'm like, Mom, this is romance.
It's just romantic suspense more. But really, it's only book three that has the hardcore.
Right? She's my favorite.
Me too.
Well, she really was freaking out in book one that something was going to happen to Paisley. And I'm like, Mom, this is romance. Everything's going to be fine. They're going to have an HEA at the end. Like, you need to slow your roll and, like, take a deep breath. Like, we have our ups and downs to get there, but it's all going to end up just fine. Yeah. You should not have been worried about Paisley in my head. Like,
I wasn't worried about her at all, but shit.
But no, she's waking up a little bit, thinking too much about it. Yeah. So I am a little worried for her to get to Ezra's book, but it is my favorite.
It's my favorite.
Because she's on book two right now. She's with Dakota and Ryder. And she's like,
that's what I would like to talk about for just one second.
I think he got tied up in something that he didn't mean to get tied up. I hope he gets out of it. This is my mom. And I'm just like, okay.
He's definitely tied up in something, girl.
Yeah, like, just keep reading.
That's where my favorite tattoo of all time, secret tattoo, comes from. And I don't even think it would be on my radar if I didn't get the ALC. But I get the ALCs for Amy because I'm on her permanent ARC team. And I don't know why, but the way that that male narrator says cookie, like, I genuinely want to clip it and make it my ringtone. Like, that, I am at a whole different level of feral for the
I can't
that
tell
that
you guys is. How many times I got to hear cookie. It's like I'm hearing Sookie in my head, but you're saying cookie, and it's just hilarious.
It's my True Blood version of my favorite moment of
between Sookie. Frank's wife and Cookie, like, and Rose. We got some catchphrases here that I've just, like, random words making me think of Libby all the fucking time.
One day we're gonna have to just drop random Father Lib lore words. Merch, because
yes,
I just need to make a merch of t-shirt that's just of, like, the things, the phrases to me that are permanent. I mean, it is, it's great. I mean, he just says cookie, and then she's
okay,
like,
but does he have two secret tattoos for her, or am I making that up?
I think you're making that up.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I thought the whole thing was, like, they were in the hallway by the bathroom that one night, like, when she got up to get water or needed to get water for her kid. And then he was like, you don't want to start playing these games, like, with me, like, because I don't know how to stop. And she's like, let me. And so she, like, starts going. And then she's like, what is that? She's like, and he's like, cookie, flips the table. I was like, something feral unlocked in Father Lib. And you guys might be like, I don't get it. It's just a cookie. Okay, she owns the Time River Cafe, and she has a very tough, they've had a tough upbringing, folks, and she's single mom, and she's wonderful. But the cafe, love is always on the house.
On the house.
At the Time River Cafe, and she is just known for her famous chocolate chip cookies recipes because they always bring love. Like, when someone's down, she gives them a cookie and she says love is always on the house. And so when he gets a fucking cookie for her, I didn't know how to handle it, honestly, because a lot of times it's like, yep, you're my wife, got a touch, okay, slay, dude, slay, we've been in love. This is like, they've never been able to cross the line. They've never been able to. And so I was just like, what do you mean? You got a cookie for her? I was just like, I was so thrown off, like, in a great way. I just was like, out of all the things that were about to come out, when he said cookie, I was like, I actually melted away to the core of the earth. Because that's the sweetest thing ever. Because it is for her, but it's like for them, but it's literally for her. The whole town knows that, like, she just, love is on the house. Like, that is her. She is.
But, like, she was making these cookies as a child and giving them to him as they were going up out at the meetup at the treehouse or whatever.
So that,
you know,
he can always have love in moments because he was having a hard growing up life too. And so I'm just like, I don't know how to handle, honestly, all the fucking cuteness that comes out of book two.
Yes. But didn't he have a clock tattoo?
Oh, I think
I guess I'm thinking of that in my head as symbolizing for her too, in a sense.
Oh, but that's the moment his, yes, I guess it's right, but that's the moment his heart stopped because he lost her.
I know. So that, I think of both of them. That's why I think
I guess
of two
that
for
one,
him for
I
some
lose
reason.
That one, because that one's so, like, that one's a little
heart-wrenching. It is.
Tragic, bro.
Yeah.
I think it gets amended in the end, like, he gets it fixed or something, or once it has a reminder, but it's because, like, it's the moment he lost her.
Yeah.
Or the moment he knew that they would never be able to be because of choices that led
choices,
to him. So when he's in her house that one day to protect her and wants to help her, and he has this gruff fucking voice, and he ends up being like a little cinnamon roll in that hallway. Yep. I was like, you know what? You could tell me anything in this exact moment. You'd be getting it.
When I was talking to my mom the other night, I was like, so where are you at in this one? And she was like, she just went on her date. And then they had a little, like, you know, in the kitchen.
A little bit of sparser.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I know exactly where you're at.
just literally so good. So that was a lot, but Redemption Hills. Yes. Then she did Time River, but I was really excited because this year, like randomly in September, Amy was like, by the way, like, would you guys like to go to Moonlit Ridge? And I was like, okay, like I'll go literally anywhere you tell me, Amy. And we get our first spinoff series from what started it all for me with her from Redemption Hills. And From Here to Eternity is so literal perfection.
So pretty.
It is.
It's on my 10 before the end.
So, so good. And you guys know I am not the biggest MC fan, Motorcycle Club fan, or any of that. It's absolutely incredible. I think, without a doubt, it's her best work to date. I have a hard time ranking her over Ezra with that, because it's so new, but it was absolutely incredible. Like, it's amazing to me just how much better her writing gets when you can go back to any point of her writing and you'll be just fine. It's not like you're like, oh.
I feel like you've had a lot of motorcycle with doing the Gianna series with Paisley, really now with AL.
So even though people don't like him, Officer Danner really set something off in my brain, ladies. So... you know what? You all can fight over Seuss and anyone else, because I will be personally taking on HR and she's not going to make it out of that cage, okay? Me and Officer Danner, he will be using his cuffs on me. I can promise you that.
You can have Lion all you want, girl.
I literally love him. And I trust know. Me, we were all shocked. I think when we were all like, what
I
do
was
you mean?
Very shocked.
We were all like, what do you mean? And I was like, I can't stop thinking about him. I don't know. I think it was just the dedication. You know me. I'm like, if you just want to dedicate your whole life to me because you need to show me you love me, I'm not going to tell you no. Because out of all the age gaps, I know it's still a great series, but out of all the age gaps, that one to me was the easiest to digest, because he was like, hey, we have to wait because I am an officer of the law. And I was like, you know, that's actually a very good man. You know, you are actually, you're doing a great job, Officer Danner.
I feel like we're getting off topic, but I thought I was going to lose a friend over that one because of what happens in
that
one.
You thought you were going to lose a friend over that? I was literally ready to end our whole friendship over that series. And I shit you not, I looked my husband dead in the eyes and I said, this bitch is not going to be my friend anymore. Because
we got the voice notes to prove it, you guys. I was like, we'll play them for you one day, maybe.
I'm like, why would you ever recommend that shit to me? Like, honestly, treachery. That was treason level betrayal. I can't wait to get her back one day, folks. Maybe with my own fucking book. I'm going to make sure that she has her heart fucking fall out of her ass. Because I was like, you know what? We're not, you know, it was a good run, guys. Britt was my friend. Then she decided to fuck me.
You survived. It's fine. I just kept being like, Libby, after the, remember who was telling you to read it, okay?
And after the fucking pet trauma... trigger motherfucking warnings back to back, I was like, I'm done. This bitch doesn't know me at all. Gianna,
actually,
girl,
I'm not sorry.
No, it was great.
It was worth
and
it.
I got to, and I love Officer Danner, but I was like, I actually don't know how to handle this right now.
Even though Libby said she wasn't going to talk about Lena, I'm talking about Lena.
You're allowed to.
I know.
You take it. I've already said everything I need to say.
So,
but you
I am.
Tell the people. That's because of me.
It is because of you. Libby got me to read Lena in February or January. It was earlier this year again. And I started with the Sullivans and read all four books. And at that time, One Taste was not out to the masses yet, like you. So I hadn't read that one yet. But then when it was released, I went back and read that little novella. And then I was super excited that the Kings were going to be coming. And so now we're on the third book being out. And we know that JP is next and coming.
I just don't know how to handle that.
Out of Towner, Michigan. I know a lot of people are like, it's such a weird name. I'm like, I don't even care. It's literally
perfect for the town, though. It makes so much sense.
And it makes sense for it, and it's just, I can picture Lake Michigan and the dunes and the small town, and I can just, it's such an easy place for my brain to go to and to visit, and I love it. I love the bluebirds. I love the mystery that we get with it. I love the pranks and the rivalry that's now kind of dying down as the families are blending. And
some of
it's just,
I mean, they're all
beautiful,
but some of the stories come in with such freaking heavy hitter moments. Like, I was genuinely not prepared for Lee Sullivan and neck to be like, by the way, did you guys all know that we have heartstrings? I was like, whoa, I thought we were pulling pranks. I thought we were literally pulling pranks, not sobbing, driving down the road because of letters.
From those fucking letters.
It was Hey, Annette. Today's my favorite day.
And I know we mentioned in the Lena episode that shocking, my favorite of the series from the Sullivans is One Night. It is the accidental pregnancy. I loved the way that they handled it and were together as a team, and her running to him on the beach, not the sex on the beach, the running on the beach.
Sorry that Lena and I knew exactly where our minds wanted to go. We were like, yeah,
and I hear it was over here in the tender moment.
Which is normally me, so we were really all flipped around for this book.
Yes, yes. But it just, I thought it was a great ending to the Sullivan's family, and then to introduce us to the Kings and go into Whip and Emily, and then Abel and Sloane, and now we're current with Royal and Veda, who are the best golden retriever and black cat that I've read in a hot minute. And I'm excited for moving up the coast on Lake Michigan to wherever we go next.
I'm excited to move up.
Yeah, it's going to be good. But Kings. The small town of Out of Towner is just, I want to visit it in real life.
I wish it was real.
I wish it was real.
I've made like a poster to like small towns I'd want to visit, and I have to put that on there every time because I'm like, I would really like it to be real. I think I would enjoy living there.
I just feel like she does such a good job of, weaving in these huge overarching stories and like giving us enough in each book to like keep it moving forward, but giving us enough answer, but leaving enough breadcrumbs left for it to continue. And it's funny. It's great spice. I love Lena's writing, and I love Out of Towner, Michigan.
I love her. She will probably forever be my savior. I love her. She just dropped special editions of Just This Once. Whip and Prim or William and Emily. And you best believe I was probably the first one that checked out on that. We all know I love Lena. I cannot get enough of her. And I bullied her now into writing a new book that she did start. She told me that she's been starting a little bit. So that's exciting. But I'll be fully honest. My second favorite king is Whip. I don't know why. It honestly shocks me. People are like, really? It's surprising. Honestly, to me too. I love him. He totally converted me. It was no one else. I was like by chapter two, I think I texted Britt and I was like, peace out, girl. I'm on the other side of the bar. Like, I was like, we're done. I don't know what it is about William or in Prim. Oh, gosh. And I think it's because I like her. I see a lot of myself in her. I liked that he didn't ever try to like change her or make her like, you know what I mean? Like, well, you're too soft. You're too prim and proper. He was just like, no, like that's you, and I love it. And I don't know. I just saw so much. Those were one of my favorite edits I ever did too for Lena. I really liked that one. I don't know. He changed the whole game for me. I think that's why I'm like, it's Abel. It was good, and obviously Royal was so good. I mean, I fell in love with him rather quickly, probably quicker than other people, because I was like, we have the same tattoo. Like,
yeah,
we have the same tattoo. So I'm really feeling you. But I don't know. At the end of it, I was like, wow. That was so good. 5 stars like everything else. But it is still JP. His book hasn't came out. I'm like, it's still JP, Whip, Royal, Abel. I have no idea what's going on with MJ's because I have a hard time ranking them. Because it's like, I'm normally going by like the guys. And like, I have a hard time with
and Becky. This is where we're different. Royal is my number one. Abel's my number two. And Whip's my number three at this moment in time. And I still say I'm sitting in the middle of the grudge holder with Duke and Sylvia. In the middle.
And then when Lena was like, oh, I'm Team King, I was like, I feel great committing. Not that it's not, but I was just like, at first I was like, people are going to be mad at me. Because like, I love Lee. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's just something about the Kings. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
They're special.
I love them, and I will never stop talking about it because I genuinely think it's one of the coolest things that has ever happened to me. But I just remember, like, it was Lee's book where I was like, what do you mean? There's like this older king that is an asshole and is just like his dad, like older, but like he's the youngest. But I was just like, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna need to see him. So I just am like, I can't believe that we're like almost here. I'm like, holy bananas. We literally just have to get through holiday season. And then I've been pining over like my whole existence. I'm like, I'm not scared in any way. Like, I know when she was on, she was like, I'm nervous for you to read him. I'm not. I am not nervous.
It'll be
fine. I know that every single thing that she has and her little arsenal for him is exactly what I want. And when we got the teaser in the first chapter and all of that, I was like, girl, we all know you're writing this for me. It's fine. You could just call the book Libby. I'm really excited for it. So I love Out of Towner. I'm so glad you love it too. Because I mean,
I do.
And obviously like so many different things, but we bond hard over Out of Towner. We are honorary Bluebird book club members now from Lena. And so I'm glad that we have it to nerd out with together.
Yes.
I love her.
All right. What do you got next, Lib?
So for me, I second to last. So we're moving more and more into a romantic suspense territory, and we're fully in it now. I'm living in romantic suspense. So Claire Kinsley really pulled out all the freaking stops this year for the Haven brothers. I am obsessed, like absolutely obsessed, which is great because the first book is Obsession Falls. Hi. Then book two is Storms and Secrets. And book three that just came out is Temptation Trails. That is her best. Like I keep saying it, and you would always hope that it would be best, but I think out of the whole series that we're gonna have a really, really hard time beating Temptation Trails. It was so good because he's looking for a serial killer that's been lurking around, pops up randomly. So he's like, I can't fall in love. Like, it's dangerous. Like, I'm finding the serial killer. And then things start adding up and someone's bracelet, you know, pops up where it's not supposed to be. How is it tied to this random new baker in town? And I'm obsessed, like absolutely obsessed. I say it about a lot, but I am fully, if I have to relocate to make it small town romantic suspense, that's my location, I'm in it. I'm fine. I'm picking it up because it's so good. She writes such good whodunits. You are literally pausing your breathing to be like, okay, let me think about this for a minute. Do we think it is him? And then you're like, no, because it wasn't this. And then so you're going through it all, and then you get to the end, and you're like, fuck, I got it wrong. You're like, oh my god,
damn it! I still didn't get it,
and I still got it fucking wrong. But I love that. I picked him up so quick, which it's fine, but it's just so good. I want everyone to read it. Like, if you've never read Claire, she has a huge backlist. She also has like a kind of rival family small town series. I think the first book is like Chasing Fire or something. I can't remember. They're really cute, like hand water painted covers.
Yeah, she's another one I have on my radar, but just haven't gotten to yet.
Yes, she has quite an extensive backlist. They're not all romantic suspense, but I know that sometimes people are like, well, where's a good place to start? I think this series is a great place to start with her. So you're current. It's going to be like a 6 or 7 book series. So book 4 is coming, I think, February or March. It's so good. If you're like romantic suspense, but you do want good spice, because this still has great spice. We don't care if there's a serial killer out there. We be fucking first and foremost. I just love it. I honestly want to do a reread. Like, Temptation Trails was so good. So good. I love it. I'm very excited. And I felt kind of honored because I'm obsessed with them. And so they're probably like, hey, we have to give this girl an ALC code because she doesn't shut up about us in the DMs. But I was really cool because they did reach out, like she reached out to me or her PA and was like, would you like an ALC code? And I was like, I actually
would.
It became my favorite one of forever, and I was like, wow, like thank you, that was so cool, because I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I cannot recommend enough. Your second to last rapid fire.
Okay, this one is Anything Ray Touches by Holly Cass. I think that's how you pronounce her last name.
I'm like, first and foremost, I'm going to cry.
To start with, Libby.
I don't know what it's like to traumatize Libby. You should ask Sister Britt.
So let's just preface this with, I was about to start this book. I don't even know how I found it. This was after I started my Bookstagram, but it was very early on in my Bookstagram journey.
Very early.
I think it was because she was starting to like market the second book, Fragments of Grey, and I wanted to apply for her ARC, but I was like, oh, I think I should probably do my homework because it's a duet and I want to read book one. And so I'm about to start this book, and there's a big warning about the trigger warnings and the content warnings, but like one of them is a huge plot spoiler point, and she gives you the option,
fucking least.
She gives you the option in the Kindle edition, like, just know that these things are going to happen in the content warnings. But like, if you want to know this one detail, you can click here and like go to the back of the ebook to have it spelled out so that you're more prepared mentally and emotionally. And I'm like, I don't think I really need to worry about it, but like, I don't even know what this could mean. Libby, we were on a FaceTime. I was like, Libby, why don't you check this out? And she starts crying, you guys, on the FaceTime while she's reading the content warning. And I'm just like, well, okay.
I have never read something like that. Not that it was bad. I just was like, out of all the things I was prepared for, baby, it was not on my bingo card at all. And it was like instant. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew you'd be able to handle it.
And so I made the decision right then and there to just keep on going without the knowledge. All I knew was that it was going to make Libby cry. And I was like, well, this could be like, we have a wide range of things that could make Libby cry.
That I thought you could handle it, though.
Yes.
Which you did. So that was good.
I did.
I was worried that I was going to be, I set you up for like, God, she's not going to be.
Because it was early in our friendship and early in the Bookstagram. Like we had known each other for a couple of months.
Yeah, I was going out on a limb. Like, I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to handle it. And you did.
I did.
On the other hand, no. I would have read that and
I would have returned it to Kindle. Not in the mean way, but that is not a Libby coded book.
Yeah. Which is kind of, I think, surprising to me in a sense that, like, I could handle this book and I really enjoy this book and I will recommend this book. But it's a small town on the East Coast in the summer. Like, it's one of those, I think it's actually in North Carolina, like in Outer Banks, like a small town over there on the coast that they have a lot of tourists that come in the summertime and then the off season is really slow and stuff. But it is still very small town vibey and they have a boardwalk and, you know, the people that own the business is on the boardwalk and there's a small town handyman Miles, who's the MMC that does lots of side jobs for people. But there are lots of other topics in this book that are a bit heavier. We have recovering alcoholics, recovering drug addicts and things, and going to NA and AA and just being very
which were not the things that made me just so everyone knows, it is, I've never seen another trigger that is the same ever, just so I mean, and think of, not that it's a bad thing. It's just like, I've read over 1,000 books and I have never seen that trigger, which is why I think I was just like,
shocked.
It's bad. And you said it was done so good, you said, but I was just like,
she did it very well.
I was just like, holy shit balls. That is emotion city. And that's emotions. That's hard for me to process.
But you get a very nice healing journey. And Ray is the actual name of the FMC, Ray. Yes, and then Miles is the MMC, and they go on this journey together, but they have a very, traumatic life event that they were both a part of 10 years in the past, and then this story takes place.
If anyone wants to know what it is present, to know if they are able to handle it, we're gonna say it now, so that way, because it is a huge part of it, so you might
part.
But if you are like, oh, I'm not sure, because you, I mean, I've never read it ever in any of my books, so it's heavy, but it's a school shooting.
It is a school shooting
When they're kids.
When they're in
high school.
Yep. I think they were 15 or 16 at the time. And they end up in a closet together. And the shooting is happening literally like right outside the door. And they're hearing it all happen outside of this. And Ray actually loses her twin sister to the school shooting. And so
that's also when we were doing it. Because I just am very sensitive, but like my brother and sister are twins. And I was like, that is very heavy for me. And I've been in 3 real active shooter drills, twice in high school and once in college. And that the one in college was very scary at Ohio State. And so I think for me, I was just like, okay, I'm glad she gave it, because if I would have read that and then kept going, I think I would have been really, like, I am someone that would have been really triggered by it. I wouldn't know how to handle it. So I'm give her all of the props. I am not saying that it was handled poorly or any of that. I'm just like, for me, I knew right away I can't handle that, but I give her everything. That, because there's so many authors who skim out on triggers because they're afraid that people won't read it, and that's not cool. That is not cool. And she does amazing with being
was completely very upfront. I knew
completely what the whole plot of the book was from that trigger page. Not that it was, but I also think it was, like, if I thought I could handle it,
I actually still have never gone back to read the trigger page. I've never read it. So
from an outside point of view, like, I knew what was going to happen, but if I could handle it, I would still read the book. Does that make sense? But from that, I could understand, like, I won't be able to handle
everything that comes with the healing. Like, I think that would be a lot. But I give the author all the praise.
Yeah, she did it so well.
I've never cried so quick. That was like the first time I cried in front of Brittany. I was like, this is a little heavy. This is heavy.
But it still had, like, so many other great things that went with it. And, like, just the journey that these two went on.
Beautiful.
That
they needed to heal
separately and together. And it was beautiful. And there, I mean, there was still phenomenal spice in it. There was a really hot, like, out on the patio, like, on a deck scene where they had some people watching them. So they were kind of in. To this exhibitionism.
This might be a little TMI. I mean, there's no TMI, but like I am like into that for my books, obviously.
Yeah,
like it doesn't happen all the time, and I wish I could remember what this book was, so if anyone knows off the top of their head. But in a random epilogue one day, I was reading something, and they're like in Paris on their honeymoon, and he booked this hotel specifically for the fact that men are directly across the street in another hotel, and they book that on purpose to have sex on the balconies in Paris. And that epilogue was that, and brother,
hot. I have not read that book, but whenever someone tells us what it is, let me know.
It's so good, but that was like a little bit of an awakening for me. Like, you know what? I do think I like this a little bit in my books because, like, I don't know. It's just hot. I was just like, ooh. Sorry, my random tangent, but I do like a little, I'm like, I approve of that message of the balcony.
Yes. So that's.
Do you think, is it just a duet, the two?
It is a duet. Yep. Just the two. Yeah. The next one is Her Brother Gray. Fragments of Gray is book two. And then the FMC is, she's
is it a
redhead.
Spin-off series? Or like a new duet of the two? Or is it in the same series?
Book two is...
No. Oh, gotcha. I wasn't sure if you meant the brother was like a new...
No, the brother is book two in the duet Fragments of Grey. And it has to do with... I'm blanking on the FMC. She's a redhead. Okay. And she worked at the apartment building that she moved into after she got out of her rehab and stuff. So that one touches on some purity culture things and her dad being very controlling and her getting out from under his thumb and paying for her own schooling to be her own person and things like that. And he's trying to struggle with being a... He also lost a sister in the shooting, and people kind of... He was younger by a few years and it wasn't his twin, and his other sister is going through all these problems with overdosing, and he found her, and like he's kind of been forgotten, and he's quiet, and he's a writer and trying to get through his own healing journey that he needs to go on. So it's a really cool story as well, and they're kind of like, I don't know if it, I would say it's spicy lessons, but it's definitely like trying new things. And there's a scene where, you would like this, where he's telling her to read from her Kindle, like she's got her dad doesn't know about her Kindle, and he's telling her to read the spicy scenes, and he's like recreating it while she reads it and stuff.
I'm down for that.
And there's candle and some wax play going on too in that one. So
I could get down for that part. Everything else makes me cry.
Yeah, I know. It's still an emotional ride, and I think people are going to be surprised that I enjoy the duet, because I'm usually like not one for the emotions, but. Yeah. Yeah.
You have an emotion wreck. I'm ending it stereotypical, because I don't care. Everyone is probably like, we've been telling you to read Catherine Howes for years. Tori Ann is looking at me like, girl, I have literally been yelling at you since the day you created your Bookstagram to read her, and I don't even know what's wrong, but obsessed. Sparrow Falls is the only thing I've read by her. Her newest stuff, which is Fragile Sanctuary, book one. Delicate Escape is book two. I just said, like, I just got my, I think I said in the beginning, I just got my ALC of Broken Harbor. And folks, I'm thoroughly fucking obsessed. Like, I, on a whole new level. Like, obviously I have books I love all the books I said, but like, we all know I hold Devney in the highest regards. And Catherine just needs to pull up her little chair, her throne, right by Devney. And honestly,
right
probably
now
Claire.
Next to her.
Yeah, honestly, maybe even right by Claire. We just have Devney, like, on either, they're either side of her. Catherine is incredible with this series. I just can't even believe how good it is. Like, and you might be like, what do you mean? I don't know. I just was like, I knew it would be good, and I knew her stuff would be good, because everyone is like, it's so Libby coded. And I was like, okay. But I guess I just thought they would be like 4 or 5 star forgets, because I've just read so many small town. But I guess I also didn't realize that like every single series by her is like a whodunit. And why am I not reading these? Because I'm so in the whodunit phase now. So
you
I don't
are.
Know. Finding her was like, it was just all worked up. Maybe what was... honestly divine intervention, because I found her at the perfect time when I was ready to be in romantic suspense land. I have gotten every fucking one wrong. I know it's only two books, but I've gotten both wrong. What do you mean? What?
I love it.
So like, I'm texting our friend Rebecca and I'm like, hi, did you get this right? Actually, no, I didn't. Me and Rebecca are like, okay, well, maybe we'll try again in book two. Get through book two. So, did you get it right? Actually, no, I didn't. Mine was five times people removed. Like, it is such good whodunits. I'm kind of going into this one, I'm trying to go in, like, honestly, completely, like, blind. I think this one is a hockey player. Single mom, baker, she's on the run. I have been avoiding every fucking trope.
Avoiding it like the plague, like, because nope, keep scrolling.
Because I know no matter what, I'm listening and reading it, and I am. So I'm pumped. Eva just finished it yesterday, and she's like, I'm actually mad at you because you haven't finished it, and I don't know who to talk to about it. And I'm like, I think Rebecca started. I'm like trying to tell, like, I think Rebecca started it. I'm honestly not sure. But it's just so good. I know everyone's probably already way on her train for the most part. I kind of feel we're like a little bit in the
minority.
I mean,
she's on my 10 before the end with Fragile Sanctuary. So I will be getting to her at least one book before the year is
so
over.
So good. Like, I'm really excited for you because I know you're going to love it. Great spice. Perfect small town. Perfect, like, great depth of characters. Like, there is a full story, because I think I've been telling, like, a lot of people, just like as I'm learning more about, but like, I am definitely, what I'm saying is like growing up a little bit. And what I think is because like, I want 100% half of a good, like 50% good story and like 50% like filthy spice. Like, yeah. I need a story. Like, I was fine reading just like literal psych books that were like, that's sex. Like, we love it. We're reading sex and more sex. But as I'm getting more and more, and I think it's because of the romantic suspense, I'm like, I want a really good freaking plot that I can't pin down. And in the midst of the crazy, I want them to be fucking like rabbits. Catherine, girl, stand up and give yourself a round of applause, because you have nailed the formula. It is so good. I'm so excited for you, Britt. I just know you're going to.
I am excited.
Literally,
I know.
Love it. I know you're going to say, love it.
I got
it, love it.
You telling me it. I got Rebecca telling me it. I got Jordan telling me it. Yes. I got so many people telling me that I need to read it. And I know.
So
I know
I'm
late to the party.
It's one of those things. I mean, I just found her too with this series. So it's one of those things, though. It's like, already I wish I could read it for the first time again, because it was so damn good. And each book keeps getting better. I don't know how to pick my favorite. So I'm excited for that. And then I've been banking up my audio credits so that I can go back, and I'm just ready to start ticking off Catherine. I would like a lot of my November, December, and January to be like Catherine. I'm starting like the Tog Buddy read, but like, I am fully prepared to start knocking things off, because everyone says that every series before this is also just as good, which is like four other series that are all five
books. Oh my gosh.
Four other series.
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yes. So I'm locked and loaded, like ready to full send. I'm like, let's do it.
Catherine Cowles is going to help you get through your seasonal depression.
Yeah, she absolutely is. And so I'm excited. I'm like, thank you for like, you found me at a really, really good time, Catherine. So that's that. And then just like a random small town on my TBR is Bells to the Bells, right?
B. Wells to the Bells.
I'm like, Wells to the Bells. B.
Don't forget the B.
Annette. Annette. She was,
love her so much.
She's a wonderful friend. I love her. Yeah, so much. She's so wonderful to us. She's such a huge supporter of the podcast since day one, since before launch. And she was so nice. And she sent each of us like a series as
she did.
A podcast launch gift. And she knows me and she knows you. Like, she knows us obviously so well. And she sent me the Landmark Mountain series by Willow Astor. And I have not read any of them yet. And I am pumped to do an immersion read of those two over the next month or two. So that's really all I have so far for this round of small town. I mean, I have way more, but I feel like these are like some of my like core, like I'm going back to them. This is where we're at.
These are the basics. These are not that they're basic, but these
are
the
no, like
love.
The
like your starter pack. Like, yes. Here is a good starter pack. Now you can get hundreds of more wrecks with each new DLC pack you add on from Father Lip.
Exactly.
Where are you rounding us out with?
I am wrapping up also with romantic suspense and a debut novel that blew me out of the water, which is Unravel Me by Jen Plummer, who's also a Luna author. I cannot believe this was her debut. Like, it was so well done, and I loved every piece of it. I loved the multiple POVs. I loved the two different timelines of getting the flashbacks. I loved that their history.
The timelines were flawless.
The timelines, yes. You know, sometimes I feel like when you're doing flashbacks, it's hard to get right back into the present. But the way she did it, they made sense and it flowed so beautifully. And oh my gosh, there is a brain chemistry altering, whatever the phrase is, in this book of me when he finds out that she is back in town, and that man is like, she's upset, she's here, and he runs to her
fucking town.
He runs to her and is like, I'm here and it's going to be okay. And I just, Sawyer Hayes is just top tier. So good. Ivy is so good too. I love them both. They are a great couple. They balance each other well. They have a lot to kind of figure out. There was a little bit of miscommunication thanks to her mother going on. And I was okay with it. I mean, I wasn't okay with it, but I got it and I understood it.
I thought it was great. Excellent miscommunication.
But her mother is on the list.
I have a problem with bitch ass mothers. Let me tell you.
Yeah. It's not cool. But there's a mirror scene in this one too that I just.
That's what I was like, don't you skip on my favorite part now.
I will not skip on the mirror scene, you guys.
I am pretty active over on Threads, but if anyone was wondering, or like a month or two ago, it had to be like 2 months ago now, but when I was reading that and I had a thread go viral and I was like, more mirror play, please.
This is
the book I was reading.
This was the book I was reading
that said we need more mirror play.
And then this gem also gives us my new favorite microtrope.
It is a good one.
I will own it. I am not ashamed to say that my new favorite microtrope is when the men jizz in their pants.
It is
so fucking delicious. It is so good. This man is so down for her. And I love them both. I love this series. I am so excited for where it's going next with Crave Me coming out in early December.
I'm so ready.
I love the little novella we got with the like spinoff holiday series with Ready or Not. Like, I am so excited for Jen and where this journey is going to go. I'm hooked. By author now, so I love her.
And I won't lie, I'll toot my own horn. I'm so blessed that she's a Luna author, because I just get all those little sneak peeks and copies early, and I'm sitting here like, I can't wait to torture Brit over the next one. I love it. It's so good. She's amazing. And she's such a most authors are, but she's such a great person. I really enjoy chatting
with
her.
I was tagging her left and right this week. I felt like with Halloween Rex and Spooky Rex and other things, I'm like, at the end of the week, I was like, you're going to be like, okay, Brittany, I got it. Like, enough. And she's like, no, I love it.
We talk about her like every other week too. I'm always like doing the wrap up and I'll be like, and Jen, we love you, Jen. And then I'll be like, Elliot, I'll be like, we love you, Elliot. they just keep wrapping up. I'm like, you know what? We like what we like. Consistency, folks.
Yes, because Crave Me with Dallas and Blair, that releases December 5th. That's on my 10 before the end.
You guys.
I'm so excited for that arc to hit my Kindle.
You ain't ready there, folks. Oh, Lord. It's good.
I would say, everything from the teaser she put out in her Facebook group, I'm like, I am ready
I'm like, we're going to need that immediately.
Yep. So that was my last small town wreck.
That was it'll still be about an hour.
They're going to be like, what rapid fire are you guys still
talking about? Rapid fire because that was a lot of books, number one.
It was a lot of books.
Mentioned overall. And I do think people, which it's fine, but there are definitely people who don't realize, like, genuinely just how many books we've read. I've read over 1,000 books, and I would say there are like 600 books in my small town Goodreads shelf. You know what I mean? This was literally a starter pack for us. We could have 12 parts of small town, and they would always keep going, because small town is going to live on forever. That is never going away.
She's just the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, like hockey, like it's always happened, but you know, like hockey surges, then it goes down. Then we're like more motorcycle spooky, and then goes down. Then you're like, yep, holiday. It's just like an ebb and flow, but the consistency of small towns always, always there. So
it is. And small town is so good with like being paired and married to another right, one. Like, other you know, things. Like,
I like just having like a base level. Like last week was cowboys, but like obviously those were small towns. Cowboys.
Right.
But
yeah.
I like that you can break it up and have so many different things. Like I feel like a lot of our motorcycle club mm-hmm. things when it's time will still be small town, but
yeah.
we're in a way different group. This is just like an overall, like if you would like to know some things that stuck with us still to this day, these are our starter packs of small town besides all the ones we've already said, because I was also trying, we were trying to give you guys new things, because we do know we will talk about our favorites forever, every episode, but what's the fun in that if we don't make your TBR fucking hate?
Exactly.
So for chapter 10, small towns, incredibleness, I think it's a good pair with last week with cowboys.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a guest interview for our next one. And then before you know it, folks, we are going to be in our holiday season.
It's
we have
so crazy how fast this year's going.
We have a booked and busy holiday season. And I'm excited.
I am too.
It's a lot like on our end. But I'm actually really excited. I think, I don't know. I love the podcast. I love doing it. So I'm excited to try something a little different for our holiday time.
It's going to be fun. And then we got to wrap up our Kingmakers too. So
we're
going to
wrap up Kingmakers. We'll make sure to get that episode in so we can dive into all of our thoughts a little more. And yeah, we have some good stuff planned. We're booked and busy, folks. I'm excited. I think it's crazy. I'm like starting to open things up for the new year as well. So...
how crazy.
Holy bananas. I can't believe we're here. I'm going to be still here reading Small Town because that's where I'm always going to be.
Small
literally
town
building
land.
An extension onto my property so that she has to live there permanently
yeah.
with me, folks.
We're going to have to get a little Airstream so we can visit each town, do a little road trip.
I'm very excited about that. I am your host, Father Lib, a.k.a. the Smut Daddy.
And I am Sister Britt, your co-host.
Next time, peace and blessings.
We need a nap. Peace and blessings. Bye, you guys.
What the actual fuck?